Welcome to For the Record, our bi-weekly show in which we take one recently released album and discuss it in depth. You can listen to us every other Thursday at 9:30 a.m. San Francisco time on the world's best internet radio station, BFF.fm, or subscribe to the podcast at ForTheRecordPodcast, all one word, .com. This week we're talking about the third album from L.A. singer-songwriter Marina Allen called Eight Pointed Star, and it starts with a song called I'm the Same.
All this time, mining out my own way. All this time, believing in what you say. All this time, forcing it to fit. All my
records that I added to my kind of current rotation playlist when it came out in June, and I've just never removed it. And I didn't know anything about Marina Allen prior to this, but this album just really, it washes over you in such a pretty way, and I'm really partial to her voice. And these songs are, you know, this whole album is, I think, 32 minutes. It's very short, and these songs are just to the point. They're very concise, and each one tells an interesting story. And I just thought it was really pretty.
Yeah, it's a nice, I like when we're doing these shows that, especially I feel like we've done a series of more kind of up-in-your-face records recently. And so this is one that is so pretty, but, and her voice is so warm, but there is real sadness and darkness here. And I love, in interviews, she's described herself as a recovering codependent person. And this first track is such a great snapshot of someone in just a really dysfunctional relationship. Mm-hmm. And it is really kind of setting the tone of like, yeah, I sing with a pretty voice about some stuff that's pretty ugly, about being with someone who can't really just accept me as I am. Am I changing? That's a problem. Am I staying the same? That's a problem. You're not even seeing the me I am. I'm trying to fit into your box and it's not working. And it's a really rough, but there's still hope. And in part because we know, hey, she's singing about this in the past tense.
Yeah. And the instrumentation throughout this record is really beautiful. I found it difficult to find credits, but there are folks credited with bass, drums, obviously piano, violin, pedal steel, and then someone else doing background vocals. And so it's a really full band sound that, you know, really supports her voice.
Yeah. If you were just to hear this track, you would think like, oh my God, this is so Americana, where we've got pedal steel and violin, and mm-hmm. it's almost country-ish. So I think it's fortunate for me, at least, that there is, I think, different styles within not the broadest palette necessarily, but at least I think there's a lot of, you know, variety in the sound of song styles. And at least like from this track, which is sad and more Americana. And then I feel like things get a little more kind of spacey mm-hmm. and a tiny bit jazzier maybe on this next track. It's called Deep Fake.
Thought I had to rescue to prove I was worthy. Once the volcano erupted, I was forced to forge my own spray. Imagine a light surrounding stagecoach to Battery, a dormant dominant energy. The two eyes I watch fall asleep as innocent sexuality. Flame that lights up the other flame. Radiate, then draw the circle. Rotate the stained glass window. Now the chapel.
First two tracks are such a great pair, where the first one's really claustrophobic and trapped, and I continue to describe this as cosmic.
I disagree, but okay.
I feel like, no, it's just about like, I'm the same and you won't see it, or I'm the changed and you're not accepting me. And here it is, like, I've gotten out of that situation, and it's this, you know, the volcano erupted, this sense of like, well, the breakup is over and now I'm out on my own making my own path and like learning from that experience. And it's all sorts of, you know, this crazy imagery of just these lights surrounding you and these flames and spinning stained glass. Like, it all is just imagery that's very colorful and bright and still ambiguous in a way that is at least hopeful.
So, I mean, I try to not read my own interpretation into the lyrics when things are ambiguous, but yeah. This song interested me because of the way that it completely changes. It starts out as one song and then it evolves into a very different sort of minor key song, but it's not jarring at all. It really just kind of fades one into the other. And I thought that was really impressive, the way she makes it sound like all one song together.
Yeah, I think, you know, I described it as being almost jazzy, and I think it starts off in a more folk direction, but I think by the time you get into that chorus that is kind of just 45 seconds of her singing deep fake over and over again, and you've got these kind of bongo drums, mm-hmm. and it creates this very kind of, you know, I don't know, I just feel like this like beat 50s event of like, I'm just going to, the repetitive lyrics and crazy rhythms, and it feels very cool and so different from that first song.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very pretty folk Americana style, but I think she adds enough layers to each of these songs that it keeps them interesting.
Yeah, for sure. And it continues to my mind to get even more kind of cosmic and abstract on the next track. It's called Red Cloud.
I am pulled to the poppies by my pony in poison. With my pulse comes a promise, I'm a pioneer. Young girls spread their hair like straw into baskets. With baskets come bounty, they say. They pray as they fall in a sleep dream of red cloud.
Song where we do know what it's about, because she's talked about it in interviews, and she said that her family was from Nebraska, and the imagery around that has always been really vivid. And she said, my mom would tell me about how my grandma would ride a pony to school named Daisy. And then, so much of your family narrative defines who you are, and so much of it isn't true, or you hear it wrong, or you pick up this one part passed down by somebody else who only picked up one part. I wanted to play with that. I had all of these images swirling around me with me at the center, and none of the sources were reliable.
Yeah, it's so evocative, and there's such extreme use of the alliteration in mm-hmm. some of these verses, where it's like, I'm pulled to the poppies by my poison of the, or by my pony with the poison and the pulse and the promise and the mm-hmm. pioneer. And it's just like hitting you over the head. And it's just, yeah, this sort of impressionistic of, these are all words that are associated, but it's also kind of free association, because she's someone who, I guess, grew up a first part of her life in New Jersey, then came to California, then went back to the East Coast, and then back to California. and as far as I know, has not lived in the middle of the country. And so this is all, yes, the stories that inform us, but aren't our actual experience.
Yeah. And where we cut off there was just a really beautiful violin solo. And as I said, I've had trouble finding good credits for this, but Odessa Rose Jorgensen is the violinist, and she contributes a lot of just real atmosphere, as well as the bassist, whose name is Davin Gahan. I had to lean over to look at that.
Yeah, though the bass here really does a lot of heavy lifting, and it's a strong band, but I you know, listening through, and again, right when we're doing the show is when I tend to put on the best headphones, and I'm not distracted by other things, and
you might do that before we record the show.
I do, but I'm out to another stuff. I got to multitask. But it is, yeah, to pick up especially the bass lines here are so playful and really anchor these tracks. And
it's kind of jazzy in a way sorry.
Yeah, well, I've said jazzy repeatedly. Yeah. Like, I think it's like, it's folky, but then some of the tracks, and this one especially, and that I feel like, again, her kind of almost, it's not quite scatting, but it is such a percussive, where she's a pee, 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 and then the next verse, bee, 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 all this alliteration.
Joanna Newsom.
I think a lot of the reviews call that out as being an influence on her work. I don't hear it as much, I think, as the other reviewers have called it out, but it is just, playing with the sounds and the meanings of words, and it's, and it gets, again, so kind of crazy, where she describes making this weird stew that's mystical, and just like, I don't know.
Warm beer and baby teeth pine needles.
Yeah, pine sounds delicious. What's also hilarious, though, is that this song is the one that's like, oh, it's definitely about the middle of the country, the edge of the prairie. Mm-hmm. And then you watch the video and it's all clearly shot on the Pacific Coast in California.
Well, what are they going to do, fly to Nebraska to make a video? Well,
one of the videos is set in New York City. Like, they can do location shots. But I think it's funny to me that it's just so, it's of this space. But even in itself, it's like, yeah, it's a place that I don't actually live, and I'm not going to shoot my video there, even if the song's about it.
So the next song we'll play is called Swinging Doors.
Is so energetic, and it's such a great kind of almost 60s throwback, especially coming out of that bridge where you get these great vocal harmonies kicking in. And this is where I really want to call out the drum work, where Ben Lumsdaine does the drums on this record, and it is just really tight, and it's not showy, but I feel like he's a very expressive drummer, and it really anchors a lot of these songs so well.
Yeah, the percussive acoustic strumming creates a lot of the rhythm on the song too, and energy. This is my favorite song on the record. And it's another one where it really kind of changes over the course of the song into a different song. And, you know, we keep coming back to I Eat the Meat, I Eat the Bones towards the end. And I just really love the way that she's able to take these left turns on songs that might be kind of, you know, it almost starts out as this 60s, like Laurel Canyon sound with acoustic guitar and really rich backing vocals. And then it just kind of goes in a completely different direction. And I just really like this song.
Yeah, and it's just one, again, where that it seems so bright and sunny, and it's like full of possibilities. Like, oh, I'm like learning to sing and seeing these possibilities through a door. And then it's just this imagery of chomping on
yeah,
animals, and that is like, oh, this is the takeaway I want, is that like I'm, and it's on some sense it's like I'm living my life to the fullest, but it's also an act of violence. It's really quite something. And to have such a sunny sound, and then this is one of the ones that has the, this is the video that shot in New York in black and white, in this like very,
well, it's not all black and white.
Well, it's like mostly, but it's like largely black and white with like these still images that are very stark. And it's not, it's the opposite of warm. But then the eating bones and meat, it becomes this act of communion of like, oh, we eat the animals, but we do it together. And it's how we forge our friendship. So it's so, there's so many layers going on here. And it's, but then you step back and it's just, it sounds so good.
So the next song we'll play is called Easy.
Easy. You make it seem to love me, honey. It's so funny. On a postcard, you draw infinity. On a postcard, you draw infinity. On a postcard, you draw infinity.
Is a good place to talk about how clean the production is, and all of the elements just come through really clear. And I think that goes well with her voice, which is just such a like clear crystal sound, and it's so pretty and high. And I think the production really does a great job of bringing out the best of not just her singing, but all of the other musicians on the record.
Yeah, so this is produced by Chris Cohen, who's not a producer I remembered. And then I looked through his credits and like, oh, he did that Ohm record that we did back in 2020. He's also worked with Waze Blood and plays in Kurt Vile's band, so it gets around. But,
and he's credited with playing synthesizer on some of these songs.
Yeah, this song actually has synth later on, and that's sort of where it is taking a turn from being this warm kind of, that steel, you know, the pedal steel returning and feeling more kind of folky Americana, and then it gets more kind of spacey as these synths come in. And the entire song is not, it sort of sounds like a pop song, but then it's not structured like a pop song. Things don't repeat. There's just kind of these easy sort of,
not really a chorus,
sort of verses, and then there's this middle section, and then there's this other thing that feels, oh, is that a bridge? No, it's just kind of another chorus. And then she starts free associating again. It gets more cosmic as these synths kick in, and literally has a lyric like, I'm the palindrome, madam, I'm Adam. Like, why is this a lyric in a song about, like, that starts off with like, oh, it's easy, and I'm just trying to make you love me, and it ends with like crazy, like East of Eden swimming pools. Like, it's a insane song, but it's cool and beautiful, and I love how her voice can be super strong and rich, and then other times she goes up into this falsetto, which she's able to pull off, but there's such a wide range of vocal styles. Like, she's a really varied singer, and it's why, even though it's a short record, and on first few listens I thought, like, I don't know, she's just singing pretty Americana, and every subsequent listen, like, no, there's more variety in her singing, more variety in the instrumentation, more variety in these lyrics, and even within the songs, there's, the songs take a journey sonically and lyrically. It's really amazing.
The next song we'll play is Love Comes Back.
I saw you coming like a dot on the line.
Track with a disruptive or deceptively strange structure. Anyway,
how is it deceptively strange?
Well, because it sounds so poppy and you're just sending verse, it's like da da da, and it's so high energy. And again, you mentioned the, you know, Laurel Canyon, which shows up in so many of the reviews, but you hear it and here she's like, oh, I'm in a canyon and I'm dropping a rock off the edge. Haha. And yet here it sounds so poppy and inviting, and yet we are playing along, and then suddenly it just gets higher and higher energy. And we get just the same chorus, what you don't even quite realize is a chorus the first time you hear it. And he's like, ah, actually that was the chorus. I'm gonna play it again, but high energy like a chorus. And then it starts to be just love comes back sort of in slower and slower. And then it just kind of, the song deconstructs itself into just this notion of love comes back. It's just that message.
Yeah. The structure is that it starts out kind of like simple, and then there's layers and layers onto it until it really amps up the energy, and then there's like a breakdown, which I really like. And it reminded me of like echoes in a canyon and hearing your voice and like singing and hearing it like reflected back a bunch of times, and that kind of gives me the feeling of the way that it ramps up by adding the additional layers of instrumentation and backing vocals.
Yeah, you know, it's a really rich wash of sound, and with such a, you know, as we're coming in towards the tail end of the record, it is one that just feels like, oh, this is feels much more positive and hopeful, and it's like, oh, I'm glad we're into that place. So sonically and lyrically, as we're getting to the end of the album,
so the next song we'll play is the penultimate track, and it's called Landlocked.
Just like a myth, it is bound by the blessing. Wash away these ancient tears, and when it breaks, send my sister to braid my hair. This road was once a river, this home.
Steel is the one that is what makes this song the one that sounds the most country to me. And among this Nebraska prairie imagery, I think it's worth pointing out that the title Eight Pointed Star, she said, comes from the quilt pattern, that it's a popular quilt pattern, an eight pointed star.
Very cool. And it is evocative. It sounds both cosmic. I feel like I've certainly some reviewers like, oh, it's like the compass directions, mm-hmm. and it's this quilt pattern. So it's just, it's such a perfect title that it's open-ended, and it's an entire record about possibilities. Mm-hmm. And to have this song, which is both landlocked, has that feeling of being enclosed, mm-hmm. but it's also open, like, oh, this is endless sky. And I just love that image of coyotes sing with car alarms of the old and the modern together. And it's this song that's very much about the flow of time, about like, oh, how our past define us, and the future is this myth we're still writing. And that you know, nothing is set in stone, but it, yeah, it feels so big in space and time and themes. And again, there's an artist just swinging for the fences on her third record. It's quite something.
Yeah. And the last song, which we'll go out with, is called Between Seasons. And it kind of takes, it's a great jumping off point for the end of the album, because it kind of suggests like this is the season, you know, the season that she is now completed and is like going on into the next season, which I really liked.
Yeah, it's, this song is so pretty, and Between Seasons, holy moly, I think it, you know, I've mentioned her falsetto. I think that's one where she's just like, I'm going to go full bore with that.
And yeah, she has great range.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, that she, it doesn't sound forced. It's not a struggle. An incredible voice, really amazing songwriter. So many of these songs have deceptively strange and rewardingly strange structures. And yeah, and again, all credit to the Chris Cohen on production. Like, it just sounds great, and it never sounds overwrought, but the songs are as full as they need to be.
Yeah, it's a little gem.
Yep.
So as I said, we'll go out with the last song called Between Seasons, and we've been discussing Eight Pointed Star, the third album from Marina Allen, and you've been listening to For the Record. Thanks so much for listening.
Between seasons, between songs, saying I've changed like it's a bad thing. I'd do it all over to get to this place. A fool to ever wish it away.
Proud member of the BFF.fm podcast network. Learn more at podcasts.bff.fm.
BFF.fm, best frequencies forever.